The EU is gearing up to fight back against what it sees as unfair economic retaliation for geopolitical issues. A new anti-coercion instrument has been set up to deter other countries from coercing EU member states through economic means. For example, the European Union legislators accused China of placing a trade embargo on Lithuania after it allowed Taiwan to open a de facto embassy in Vilnius, a claim China denies. While the EU is challenging China through the World Trade Organization, Brussels feels that process is too slow and has taken matters into its own hands. The instrument ultimately gives the EU the power to retaliate against coercion, but the hope is that just the threat of a response should be enough to resolve any ongoing trade disputes. Alex Cadier, Brussels.